Things you should know about high school. Politeness. When you meet someone in the USA, you say, good morning, hello, or how are you? Students use their teacher's family name, not their first name. For example, Mrs. Jones or Mr. O'Brien. How to get there. School starts earlier in the USA than in Norway, usually between 7 and 8 in the morning. Some students drive to school in their own car. Others take one of the yellow school buses. Homeroom. In the morning, students get their books from their lockers and then go to their homeroom. This is where the homeroom teacher takes the register, reads notes from parents, and checks tardies. The Pledge of Allegiance. Every morning, students in the USA say the Pledge of Allegiance. They all stand up, place their right hand across their chest, and say the pledge together. Classes. High school students mostly choose their own courses. There are many subjects to choose from. Each course gives credits, and you need a certain number of credits for a high school diploma. The school guidance counselor advises each student on what courses to take. In high school, it is the students who change classrooms. The teachers usually stay in the same rooms. Classes last 20 to 90 minutes, and lunch breaks last 30 to 60 minutes. After lunch, there are more classes until 3 or 4 in the afternoon. After that, students take part in various after-school activities. Extracurricular activities. What can students do after school? There's plenty to choose from. Chess clubs, film clubs, history clubs, math clubs, debate teams, and United Nations clubs. And sports and music clubs, of course. All the school sports teams have their training sessions after school. There's something for everyone. American football, baseball, basketball, bowling, hockey, volleyball, lacrosse, track and field, soccer, archery, wrestling, gymnastics, swimming, and cheerleading, just to name a few. Students who are interested in music can join the school choir, marching band, or symphony orchestra. Many students play in rock or jazz bands. And then there are language clubs, where you learn about the country as well as practicing the language. Activities include watching films, listening to music, and cooking typical dishes from the country. It sounds fun, doesn't it? The prom. The prom is the most important social event in high school. It is very formal. Traditionally, the boys ask the girls to go to the dance with them. Girls wear long dresses and they often have a corsage that matches the colour of their dress. The boys wear tuxedos and the girls often give their date a boutonniere. In the afternoon or early evening of the prom, the boys often take their dates out for dinner. All the senior year events, including the prom, cost quite a lot of money. Many students work part-time to cover the expenses. Driving. Often people in the USA live far away from school and there may not be any public transport. You can drive from the age of 16 in many states, so a lot of teenagers have their own car. In fact, students in high schools can take a driver's ed course as part of their studies. Raising the School Spirit, the Homecoming Game. Homecoming is a high school celebration after the summer holiday. There is often a banquet and a dance after the first sports match of the new season. The school also chooses a homecoming queen and a homecoming king. The whole event is all about raising the school spirit.